He had a small shop there, and he made the pipes at the back of the shop. Right? And it was a small, quite a small area. Right? But very good, and he made a lead. And as I said, my father got these pipes from him then. And materials were very scarce, right? It was hard to get in anything, hard to get timber, it was hard to get anything to mount pipes with, like, you know, and the imitation ivory at the time was very, very poor stuff. He was using all, I think he was using casein that, I think it was all some creamery were manufacturing casein for what, I don't know, but it was a bloody thing that wouldn't, it wasn't a very good material really, you know, but just because when you're stuck and you have to do something. But funny enough, the one day the father, he was wrong. He has been actually, I think, I'd say without exaggeration, he has spent about 16 hours on duty every day. And there was no overtime. So he was just into the job, like, and he'd keep at the bloody thing. And but he just hop in and out of their auction rooms. There was Barry's auction room, and there was Woodward's and Mash's and these places. And Barry, at one stage anyway, he had four elephant tusks hanging up for sale, and an elephant gun. Some British crowd across there were broke at the time, a lot of them, you know, after the troubles, they kind of, their money had gone, like, and, you know, so there was, they were set off an awful lot of beautiful furniture, and, you know, they had to, kind of, and obviously one of them was out in Africa at some stage and acquired all these elephant tusks and this elephant gun. So he bought the four tusks, and it was very cheap, I'm sure, at the time, and this gun, which was inside in a beautiful leather case, like, you know, it was hand stitched and all. It was a big bloody thing, whereas these elephant guns were fairly substantial, right? Because when Ty heard that he had bought these tusks, and he always said, "Jeez, could you ever give me a tusk?" He paid for the tusks. He brought three of them up here, and bit by bit. They were still here even when I started, or when he started himself. But Ty took one anyhow, and the set of pipes he had at the time were, as I say, the mountings were very bad. He remounted it with the ivory, and that was the cost of the tusks. I was to remount it. But he came up through Patrick Street from Barry's auction room, which was in Academy Street, and he had the gun in one hand, the elephant's tusk over the shoulder. And he met a few of his buddies in the way of Patrick. "Jeez, Moss, where were you?" "Oh, yes, sir, I'm just back from Africa after shooting a few elephants." So, funny times.